From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The FBI is joining efforts to prevent fraud related to the Northern California wildfire recovery efforts. Capital Public Radio's Steve Milne reports.
The Bureau has created a task force with state and local agencies to investigate potential fraud against people who are trying to get their life back on track after the fires in October.
We're looking at everything from in-person fraudulent schemes to things that come across on emails, social networking sites.
Stacy Moy is the assistant special agent in charge of the FBI San Francisco field office. He has this warning for people recovering after the wildfires.
Be very skeptical about some of these scams and unsolicited attempts to gain personal information and make claims on their behalf, and also to try to assist them, because a lot of these are unchecked and actually criminal activities.
Moy says the task force will use intelligence about fraud and other recent disasters, including hurricanes in Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico earlier this year. The Northern California wildfires were the deadliest in state history, killing 44 people. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
And meanwhile, October's fires in Northern California were the deadliest and now officially costliest in the state's history. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford has more on the Department of Insurance's new estimates.
The fires destroyed 5,000 homes and damaged 15,000 more.
The total statewide loss figures claimed so far are staggering.
State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones.
The total figure is over $9.4 billion in insured losses associated with the October wildfires, over $9 billion of which is associated with the North Bay fires alone.
The estimate comes from a roundup of claims by insurers. 44 people died in the fires, the most in state history. Previously, 1933's Griffith Park fire in Los Angeles was the deadliest, with 29 deaths. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.